I hit him in a big iron pot, covered him up, feed him. And I was crazy about that alligator. And kept him about a year. And that thing got long in the pot. And that time my old folk told me, boy, you turn that thing loose. Them alligators, don't you hear them belling? Go down the hill, get up on the levee, look at them alligators, hunting these little child. I don't care, I'm gonna keep this little alligator. By the time I say that, the fish boat come through there. Yeah, I buy the alligator. And I sold him, yes. I got $30 for that little alligator. And from that on, I went to get an alligator. I said, put out them net and something up in him and have it up about this high. And if he smell it, he got up in there and get it. Them old alligators and that old web and I tangle him up. So he can't, more he twist, more he tangle him up. And I caught the alligator. I was the alligator hunting there and shoot him at night, headlight him. Yeah, put a light on, go down the river bank in a boat from here to the bank like that. Shine the eyes like a coon with a rifle and kill him dead as a hammer cap. And go there and pick him up and put him in the boat. Keep on going. Sometimes I kill 10 or 15 alligators that night. Yeah, I said, and that hard worth money. Yeah, I said, I'm hard. Alligator hard. Yeah, I done everything on Lake May. While I don't like me, everything. Yes, sir, that's just my job. Feed, hunt, carpenter, it's some everything. Ain't nothing I ain't done. Yeah, they always say, come on, I might give you some money, boy, let's go do this. Oh, I ran. Pull up them big old nets, reach from here to yonder, them hoop nets, you had to roll them over on the boat. And you have over 300 pounds of fish in them, fish throw water all on top of your head. Well, you think they'll drown you in that boot when you roll that net up on it? There's so many in there. White poison, bad, cat feed, buffalo, everything. Just be fooled. You had to roll it up there quick, keep them break. It's a hook made round in them. Round, about as long as from here to here. And it round, the big hook, take you to go up in it. It made with a flue in it like that. You pay it, you think you hit up in there and go up in there with a fruit and you can't get back out. You can't get back out when you go up in there because it's shit up on you. Shit up on you with twine. And you, I don't care, that thing will fill up. A boat can't hold all the feet. And you pick it up, but you get scared when you feel that thing doing this. Two men picking it up. But one over there, way yonder, I'm right there in the middle. Catch them hooks. Put that boat right upside and lean this way. Roll it. You got to roll it. Sometimes you might fall out the back of it. Till that net get up in the boot. Then that fish and all straighten it up. Then you get behind and take it loose and the fish will fall right in the boot. Yeah, fall right in the boot. Yeah, sir, that's right there. And I used to like that. Cause that was money. That's money then. And you get a 200 or 300 pounds of fish, you got money then. They ain't pay much for them like they do now. Yeah, 5 cents and 10, that's how you got for fish then. But you catch so many. Yeah, you catch so many.
10?
Yeah, 10 cents a pound. That's all you got for buffalo. Cat feed, yeah, I got 5 cents. 5 cents for cat feed. Oh, you could feed that cow for 5 cents them days. Biggest cat. It's like that, Jeff, for 5 cents. Yeah, people are glad to sell them to you. Oh, they boy had a live box. Oh, Joe, I had a live box torn. Put it in the water up this deep and throw the fish in there when you catch them. And then when you get ready to want one, go there to dip net, dip down in there, and them things throw water sky high up on you. Yeah, that to keep him live till that next day or 2 days, a week. You stay alive. Or you have that fish box out in the water up to here. And a top on it. Made it with a top. So you just lock it up or anything. And one night I catch more fish than any boy. And a colored fella come along, he know that I was catching them fish. And that night he got robbed me. I steal all my fish. And I tied a shotgun to it and run it up on the hill, put the shotgun here and put it on the ground, paint it towards the box, and tie a string on it. When you test that feast box and jacket that shotgun gun, oh, a beam, you thinking me, I'm in the house and beat it. That fella, old boot, I come out that house, then he's swimming around the feast box, and I got the pistol on him. And he's scared to death. Please don't kill me. Please, oh, you trying to steal my feet. I said, you trying to steal my feet. Fall over, son. Come on, I admire them all around.